Hey, welcome in. Time for a quick daily editorial today on Sunday, an absolutely gorgeous day here in the Great Northwest. Mr. Tracy, you gave a very interesting comment under the segment that where I was giving more information on Patrick Anandal. Your comment has to do with what is causing this huge wild advance, as you call it, in the stock market. You go on to say this is something that can't be explained by charts and must be psychological in nature. And then in your second comment, you said, sorry, DT, nobody knows anything. Lots of luck, Dick Tracy. I have an opinion, Mr. Tracy. Again, as you know, I am very, very sensitive about calling myself the prettiest baby in the nursery, because I think we're basically all the same on that one. I have thought quite a bit about the market. Let me tell you a story. My impression is the following. Number one, we heard last week that our nest egg is off significantly. Right now it's off about 30%. And Kathy asked me, she said, do you think we should get into something else? And I said, you know, I don't think so, honey. And this is why. And I think this may provide a partial answer, or at least food for thought for your question. Trump's State of the Union address, whether you believe it or don't believe it, I happen to believe a lot of the things that he said. Numbers really don't lie, but he brought out some things, statistics that are going on with the economy right now. Lower unemployment, for example, the lowest unemployment rate for all time among some of the minority communities, specifically African Americans and specifically the Asian community. I would have to say that anybody who isn't a Trump hater, and there are a lot of people out there who are, you know, as my buddy Chris Temple says, Trump could save a black family from a burning building and the left would probably thrash him for not saving the burning building. I mean, you know, that's really gotten to the point where that's kind of true. I think things personally are looking pretty good in the United States right now. He has done a lot of things that are very unpopular with the left, and for the life of me, my friend Mr. T, I don't understand why they are unpopular. They simply make sense. We've had a fairly robust economy, I would have to say, since he took office. We've had a wild ride in the stock market as measured by the Dow, etc. But I would have to say that I'm hanging in there with it, because I think that this economy is going to continue flourishing, and I think personally that the conventional market is a pretty safe place to be right now. I'd like to get some comments on this one, you guys. I'd like to know what you think.